This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. My co-host, Magna Chakrabarty, will be back tomorrow. Could a computer algorithm help police catch a thief? Well, police in Cambridge are hoping the answer is yes. The challenge is that common crimes like home break-ins are difficult to solve because there are usually no witnesses, thieves are clever, and their victims are usually away from home. So nationally, police end up solving only 13% of them. But what if they could get instant access to all the information about similar crimes, when, where, and how they took place? That might allow police to focus their attention on a particular neighborhood, maybe even lead them to suspects before they robbed again. That's the aim of a new partnership between an MIT mathematician and the Cambridge police. Cynthia Rudin is an associate professor of statistics at MIT's Sloan School of Management, and Daniel Wagner is a lieutenant and commanding officer of crime analysis with the Cambridge Police Department. And welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, Cynthia, let me start with you. Together, you've created a computer system called Series Finder, which analyzes thousands of police records in mere minutes. Tell us what it does.
So Series Finder, it tries to find a set of crimes that are committed by the same individual or group of individuals. It's called a crime series or a pattern of crimes. And it looks at lots of very detailed information about each crime. So it looks at, for instance, the type of premise. Was it an apartment or was it a house, a single family house? How did the person enter the house? What's the means of entry? Did the person come through the front door? Did they come through the back door? Did they push in the air conditioner to get into the window? What time of day did the person come? And usually the time of day is not known. Usually you have a range of times because the resident may not be home when the burglary takes place. So we'd have that kind of information.
Right. So, Lieutenant Wagner, you're an expert on crime analysis. Why is this kind of information, this kind of pattern information, so important when it comes to solving a crime?
So the core function of crime analysts is really to identify any pattern in crime. If we can identify a pattern in where, when, how, why, who is committing or being victimized by crime, then we can identify some means to possibly stop that pattern from happening.
And normally, how would you get hold of all this information? You'd have to sort of cull it manually, more or less?
We have access to data, and we read reports, and we look at data on a regular basis. The challenge for crime analysts is to rapidly look at massive amounts of data, and obviously computers are more amenable to that than human beings.
Right. So this would give you really rapid access to all of this data.
And identify potential related series or crimes that the analyst may not pick up on.
Interesting. So tell us what you've been able to do so far with this pattern analysis.
We put Series Finder up to a blind test recently where we took 9 crime series that were committed in Cambridge over a decade, and we ran Series Finder on these crime series. And so we told Series Finder, a couple of crimes in each series, and we told it, grow the rest. Tell us what the rest of the crime series is. What other crimes have been committed by the same group? And then we took the results, and we combined it with the Cambridge Police Department's original data, and we gave it to Rich Saveri, who is our most senior crime analyst. And we said, tell us what you think. Which of these crimes are really in this pattern and which are not? And what was really surprising was that Series Finder found a whole bunch of crimes, so 9 or so crimes within these 9 crime series that Rich hadn't originally found, that weren't originally part of the crime series. But now Rich says, yeah, these are actually part of the series. I'm glad you found these for us. And we also were able to exclude a bunch of crimes that were originally marked as being part of the series. But Rich says, no, actually, Series Finder is right. These crimes are not part of the crime series.
I see. So once you find whether or not these crimes are part of this series, Dan, does that sort of put you in a better position to apprehend a suspect, for example, or even stopping a suspect from committing a crime again?
Either of those. So we may be able to deploy resources to actually prevent the next in a series from happening.
Can I give an example that Dan...
Sure, please.
I hope you don't mind.
No.
So Dan likes to give this example that really motivated us to design Series Finder about a pattern of crime that happened in Cambridge at a particular cafe on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons. There was someone who was a pickpocket, and it was this very regular pattern. But no one noticed the pattern for a very long time because it was buried in a sea of other crimes. Right? If you just look at the volume of crimes in Harvard Square in a particular time and so on and so forth, you wouldn't necessarily see this pattern. But once the police figured out the pattern, they were able to send a decoy in to get their pocket picked and they caught the person. So this is exactly the kind of thing that, you know, we'd like to try to find. You know, series finders should be able to find this sort of uncanny, okay, Tuesday, Thursday afternoon pattern, pickpocket this particular tight location.
Time, place, MO.
Exactly.
Send the decoy in there and get them.
Exactly, exactly.
Typically, crime analysts will look at a police report, and it requires an analyst to say, hey, I think I've seen something that, similar to this. So an analyst has to develop a hypothesis around it and then query the data specifically for, I think I've seen something that fits X, Y, and Z criteria, and then query the database to see, are there other crimes that match X, Y, and Z? Series Finder does all that automatically in a much more complex and dynamic way than any human being is able to do.
I see. Yeah, so because this sort of leads into the final question I wanted to ask you, Lieutenant, and that is, as this kind of technology becomes the norm in police stations, is there a risk of relying too much almost on a computer and you sort of lose your kind of edge on the street? Do you ever think about that?
We won't remove that important human expertise and knowledge to it. I think the analogy that I like to use is one in forensics, where a fingerprint, a latent print lifted from a crime scene perhaps, is matched against a huge database of millions of fingerprints. A result set is returned to a forensic expert of perhaps several dozen fingerprints that match that criteria, and then an expert looks at that candidate pool to determine if there is a match or not. It's important to have that expert look at the data and make an informed expert decision on the suggestions that a computer has helped provide. And I think that's really the most important approach to take.
Well, it's a fascinating idea and project. It's called Series Finder. Cynthia Rudin is an associate professor of statistics at MIT Sloan School of Management, and Daniel Wagner is a lieutenant and commanding officer of crime analysis with the Cambridge Police Department. Thank you both for coming in to talk about this.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, Mira Sharma, and Kathleen McNerney. Our intern is Siobhan O'Grady. Tim Skog is our technical director. We have expert tech help this week from James Trout. The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.